Warning, this podcast episode contains gloating and peevish petty piss-taking. Listen at your peril.
Thank goodness we have finally achieved consensus here in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
Yes, we thought everything was going to shut down, but no.
Our nation's democracy has been saved by the reduced Shakespeare Company.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yes.
Sadly, we're not talking about the debt ceiling or the economic issues.
No, nothing about the budget or anything like that. But somehow we seem to have fooled the critics in Washington, D.C.
Well, in fairness, we've fooled the critics all over.
That's true.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 242, We Have Consensus.
We are just adding it up. It must be, we've been doing the complete World of Sports Abridged for about 9 months now, and we've had 20 or 30 reviews, and it's almost unanimous in praising the show.
I know.
Thus proving there is no accounting for taste.
The fools.
But is this weird to have that kind of, I mean, the reviews for Hollywood in the last time we were here in D.C. were all positive, right? Mm-hmm. But that was coming after 5 years of tweaking it and not getting great reviews all the time. Getting
right.
A lot of critical reviews that said, first act's not as good as the second act, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah.
Well, yeah, I think we've talked about it in a previous podcast, perhaps, but I think this show came together faster than our other shows because of the process of working at Sonoma County Rep before the Reduced Shakespeare Company did it. But I think these are as good a set of reviews as the only show that I can even think was similar in such great reviews almost from the beginning was A Complete History of America, Abridged.
Yeah, we got a Valentine review from Stephen Holden in the New York Times, but long before we trimmed it to its current
length. Before it was polished.
The
Montreal Gazette loved it when we went up to the Just for Laughs festival. It just,
I mean, the very first review of this, of The Complete World of Sports, our production of it, was from the Boston Globe. Mm-hmm. And it was a rave. And
this guy loved it.
Don O'Coin, I guess. I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name.
But he's a genius.
He's a genius.
It seemed like he got it on all levels that we wanted him to get it on.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly.
Well, when he says it's performed by a versatile, limber, indefatigable cast of three performers, well, he's clearly a very perceptive gentleman.
He's clearly drunk.
Yeah.
He got that it was a satire of sports. I mean, he says he's watching ESPN, and there will be links to all these reviews on our website, but he's watching ESPN and he thinks, oh, this bombastic boob is beyond satire. And then he says how wrong I was, and he gets that what we're satirizing is not just sports, but the presentation of sports.
Well, and even the culture beyond it. But I mean, there's this one quote I'm sure we'll be using forever.
I love this.
A fast-moving and deeply funny farrago, which I had to look up.
Farrago, I think.
We'll see. I still don't know. A neo-vaudevillian send-up that manages to be both merciless and affectionate, as it parodies not just stentorian gas bags who favor us with their televised sports commentary, but also the athletes who are the objects of their insights.
And you know, anyone who can use farrago and stentorian and gas bag all in one sentence, he gets my vote.
Well, and it's merciless and affectionate.
Yes.
We hope that's all of our shows.
Right.
We're merciless about the windbag aspect of whatever we're covering, and affectionate in that we wouldn't spend all these years of our lives on a topic if it wasn't something we cared about.
Well, and one of my other favorite quotes, and I can't find it right now, also from our run at the Merrimack Rep, it was from the Lawrence Eagle Tribune, from a woman who says, I hate sports, I hate watching sports, I hate playing sports, but I could not stop laughing from the minute the Reduced Shakespeare Company took the stage. And that was also a thing. We don't want any of our shows to be only for the people who like the subject matter. We want them to be funny and entertaining for people who don't like sports or Shakespeare or American.
We don't want to exclude anyone. I mean, it would be dull if it was an inside joke, and it would probably not be financially viable if it was an inside joke.
The review I like, which I don't know if it's a good review for ads, but remarkably esoteric, this is no comedy for dummies. Which sometimes, you know, esoteric may not be appealing. It'll be appealing to some people. Right. But no comedy for dummies, I think sometimes we get criticized for being too lowbrow. And I like it when people notice, you know, it isn't actually.
Yeah.
Some of it is, but not all of it. Not even most of it, I dare say.
Mm-hmm. That's a great play, though. That's where Andy Griffith and Don Knotts met, was in the Broadway production of No Comedy for Dummies.
Yes. Oh, that was great. That's available on Netflix streaming.
But then all the reviews in D.C., most of the reviews, I should say, have all been raved, starting with the Washington Post as well. Nelson Presley, who has reviewed us in the past, liked it very much.
Right. He said something like, the pacing and timing of Cracker Jack is a nice quote.
Yeah, it was funny. He wrote a very nice review, but it was hard to find those zippy quotes.
Sometimes you can tell when the critic liked the show more than the other. They put a lot of zippy quotes in there. You can tell they really liked it. I think Nelson liked it fine and gave us a very nice review with a couple of good quotes, but it wasn't loaded with great quotes.
Yeah, note to editors, letter to the critics, please give us sippy quotes if you like the show.
Well,
and we will quote you.
And I love that he says, this is one of my favorite, I would love to put this on a poster, but I don't think it would work. Martin and Titchener, who have been at this for decades, wrote and directed the show with their usual lack of shame.
Yeah.
That seems good.
I agree with that.
Wasn't there also a line, nobody can stretch material thinner than these guys.
Yeah.
But in a positive way.
Yeah.
That could go either way.
Well, and he clearly means it in an affectionate way.
Yeah.
You talk about being affectionate yet merciless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, we leave no comic stone unturned.
Yes.
Yeah. No turn unstoned.
Yeah. Another great quote from the Boston Globe. That the show owes as much to the insanity of Monty Python as to the inanity of actual sports programs.
Yes.
And Monty Python was very clearly a specific influence on this show.
I like DC Theater Scene, which is an online site here that covers all theater around the DC area, that the RSC tear into their heady task with childlike glee.
Yeah.
Delighted by the fusion of highbrow and lowbrow humor, informed by an obvious affection for the subject matter, I am relieved to see that the RSC signature style and quality have endured and flourished in this new production. This critic had seen, I think, the Shakespeare show maybe in London years ago and loved it and was happy to see that the spirit lives on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The other one I like, Washington Examiner, had delicious anarchy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, which is, I loved what Ted Pappas said at the Pittsburgh Public Theater. A potent combination of verbal dexterity and physical comedy. Where did you say that?
Ted, your check is in the mail.
Yes, I was going to say.
It was in the Pittsburgh Public season brochure.
Oh, I see. Well, and you know, we have played it kind of all across the country. We played it in San Jose. We got a great quote there from the San Jose Mercury News. Hysterical, these world champs of lampooning reduce sports to its hilarious basics. I love the Dallas quote. The Dallas Observer said the reduced Shakespeare company sprint through the history of all things athletic using sketch after lightning quick sketch of knee slapper puns and sight gag loaded farce.
Yeah, nice.
Wow.
And I like San Jose Mercury News who awarded us welcome to the Olympics of silliness. Yeah. The reduced Shakespeare company hurdle from one lampoon to another, like gold medalists in the art of the giggle. I didn't know giggle was an art.
Well, here's another person who said something similar to the woman from the Eagle Tribune, North Andover.
North Andover Eagle Tribune.
Northern Virginia magazine said, hilarious, sports fans will like this show, sports haters will love this show.
Right.
I think we might have said it.
Yeah, maybe
just
we
like
did.
That.
Yeah.
Well, and our friend Nancy Tuttle at the Lowell Sun said, and she was another person who doesn't like sports.
No.
But she, like at all. But she said, inspired, a triumph of speed, endurance, comic timing, high scoring wordplay, a sharply satiric game plan, and an all out embrace of sports as fun. Wow, that's pretty cool. What did we do right? and how could we bottle this and do it again?
We're normally honing it. Well, we're also producing it and acting it. And at Sonoma County Rep, we were just writing it and directing it, and we could sit back and watch it, and I think that made a world of difference. It also, it gave us a really good, solid, long development process. We had 6 weeks of rehearsal with that cast, and then they ran it for 3 weeks. So we had 9 weeks, or maybe they ran it for 4 weeks, 10 weeks of rewriting, watching with an audience, sitting outside, not having to worry about all that. And then we rehearsed it for 3 weeks, we, the Radio Shakespeare Company, before we took it to Lowell for another week and a half of rehearsal and tech, and then had a month in Lowell, Massachusetts. So that's 18 weeks of development before we took it on the road. It made a big difference.
Yeah. This is Neil Conan from NPR News and the Talk of the Nation, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This fall, we'll be touring the complete world of sports abridged in September with performances in Gainesville, Florida, Athens, Georgia, Decatur, Alabama, and New York City at the New Victory Theater. We'll also be giving two performances of all the great books abridged at Pepperdine University in Malibu and Caltech in Pasadena, California in October. And we'll be premiering our eighth stage production of The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged at the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
It hasn't all been critical laurels.
No, I think of 20 or 30 reviews. Yes. There have been two people who clearly did not, I will say, get it.
Yes.
They didn't like it, but I think it's more like they didn't get it.
I think they didn't get it. And even when you look in the reviews, there are moments where they kind of like the notion of it, but it just feels like they thought it was something else.
Like they either thought it was an improvised show or they thought they got everything, but then they say, then you read the review and you know what? I can read this review until they didn't get it right.
Well, and I think it might be worth reading the review so people know. This is from the Boston Herald from our run back in Merrimack Rep in Lowell
September.
In September. And it's by Jenna Scherer, I think is her name. She says, Bard's good sports have a ball.
So it's a good headline.
Good headline. Mm. My knowledge of sports is about on par with my knowledge of open heart surgery, writes Jenna. So the fact that I understood every joke in the Renew Shakespeare Company's complete world of sports now should tell you something about how the dumbed downedness on display.
Which is, yes, in contrast with remarkably esoteric, this is no comedy for dummies.
Yes, right.
From
another
critic.
Yeah, so she says, you don't need to know a lick about sports to play along. It's humor at its simplest and most digestible and all-American, universally accessible to a fault.
We approach our task with such gusto, you can't help but be pulled in. You could actually use that as a quote. And of course, there's the inevitable grimace-inducing round of audience participation, except that everybody we pull on stage loves it, and the audience goes crazy, so I'm not sure what the grimace-inducing part is.
Sadly, I think...
She also says, you don't have to be a sports fan to get caught up in Clipboard Sports, but you do have to check your brain at the door.
And I think maybe she did.
To say that you got every single joke, that's impossible. There are jokes I don't get. That's absolutely impossible.
Wasn't this the review that said nobody, I didn't like the show and there didn't seem to be hardly any mention of athletes.
That was a different review? That was either from a different review or this review got edited because maybe she went back and said it. But in the original review, she said,
you know, I for a show about sports, I can only think of two or three athletes they mentioned, Tiger Woods and Babe Ruth. Except we mentioned dozens and dozens of athletes.
Are you kidding?
From Michael Phelps to Muhammad Ali to Michael Jordan to Yogi Berra.
Babe Diedrich Zaharias.
Yeah, right. Going old school. Yeah, Martina Navratilova.
Renee Richards.
Gary Strug.
It goes on and on and on. And so when I first read this review, I go, well, she got everything. How could she have gotten everything if she thought we only mentioned three athletes?
Right.
She was not paying attention.
Five minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
And that leads to the review we got from the Washington, D.C. City paper here in D.C. Reduced Shakespeare dudes do their best to reduce sports. And now this is by Rebecca Ritzel, and she says, at intermission, the guy two seats over leaned across to me to ask a question. Are you a plant? It was a question I'd not been asked in more than a decade of theater reviewing. I mean, he clarified, did they tell you to cheer for the Ravens? No, I said. I'm just a Ravens fan. Fandom should be expected at a show about athletics, especially one where audience participation is encouraged, but it doesn't always work that way. Not when a lone critic can interrupt the complete world of sports abridged by cheering for her home team. The Ravens? Really? Actor Matt Rippey said, departing from the script and staring at me up from the spotlight. He was preparing to go on a riff about other potential literary names for sports teams.
Which is a mistake, by the way.
No, it wasn't.
What he was going on to do.
All I said was Ravens, and you went, woo. He said, why? What are you doing here?
Which I didn't say at all.
Which you didn't say at all. Isn't the first rule of journalism, don't make yourself the story?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So
well, and then she's going to go on here in a second. She sort of criticizes us for reacting to the fact that she went, woo.
which doesn't happen all that frequently.
No.
And part of our show is there is no fourth wall, so whatever the audience does, we react to it. So, but she's going to go on here to be critical of the fact that she interrupted and we reacted to it.
And she gets pissy that out of towners whose place are currently they seem to have assumed we'd only get traction wearing Redskins jerseys. So she's pissed as a Ravens fan that we weren't wearing a Ravens jersey. All right,
wear so many jerseys. We're performing in D.C., so we wear the Washington Nationals, the Redskins, D.C. United, and the Washington Capitals.
But sadly, she couldn't have got that whole moment of the show more wrong.
Yeah.
Because that woo just helped me go into the next shtick that is scripted.
That is
scripted.
And
the fact that we made it look so fresh, it completely went past her, and she thought that our next two scenes were all about her and her interrupting the show, when actually, no.
There's a scripted scene talking about, inappropriate team names. Why is it the Baltimore Washington Redskins is inappropriate?
Well, then she says, Complete World of Sports Bridge, the seventh show in the franchise from the guys who got their start doing the complete works of William Shakespeare Bridge, a fantastic comedy that's since become a hit throughout the Anglophone world. But that show has two advantages over sports. First, parodying Shakespeare plays to these actors' natural strength. Second, it has a defined structure. Allude to 36 plays in the first act and race through Hamlet in the second. No, that's not terribly defined to me.
Our structure is very defined. It's a broadcast, and there's four quarters, which are very clearly defined.
Yeah.
We have a break halfway through the first act to the end of the first quarter. We call intermission halftime. We come back. We have a break at the end. I mean, structure could not be more clearly defined.
She says, sports, by contrast, is a loosey-goosey mess of gags. Many of them laugh out loud funny, but many of them also not really about sports.
There's our quote, laugh out loud funny.
Yeah. I like loosey-goosey mess of gags. I'd buy that.
Cheap transitions, oddly timed blackouts, and buzzers abound.
Wait a minute, there's buzzers in a show about sports? That's ridiculous.
I know. To segue between sketches mocking South American sports and March Madness, Martin, still in a sombrero, reads off Tiger Woods' punchlines. Tonight's Tiger Woods' punchlines. Well, first of all, it's Titchener in a sombrero, and it's the Tiger Woods punchline update.
Yeah.
And has she never seen an ESPN broadcast? They bing, bang, zoom, karam from different sports all over. And then she says, groan about Tiger Woods punchline.
And I'll say this on your behalf. That is one of the biggest, most consistent, that Tiger Woods punchline update is one of the biggest, most consistent laughs in the show. The audience applauds it every night. They don't groan.
They don't groan. And that's one of the most pleasure moments I have in all of the canon of Reduced Shakespeare.
Groan, period. That's not even a complete sentence.
No, exactly right.
That's not even a complete, thank you.
Yes. I'm told, the first time spontaneous input from a Ravens fan required the troupe to improv, but the show does vary each night. She asked me at the table. She came up to me and asked me about this at the table. And I forget, honestly, what I said. But I probably said, no, that's not the first time. You know, it's happened all the time. But then she says, she closes by saying, chances are, many in the audience Sunday, there were more straight men in shorts than you'll ever see at the Kennedy Center. Ooh, snap, sister.
Welcome to Stereotypes.
Yeah, welcome to Stereotypes. Many in the audience had watched SportsCenter and knew about David Ortiz's flyball brawl, which got me thinking, if the goal is to get sports fans to the theater and you're a skilled sketch comic, why not keep it current? There was no mention of Derek Jeter's 3,000th hit or of the U.S. Women's National Team's penalty kick win over Brazil.
Okay, well, two
which
things.
Which just come hours before curtain. Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, two things. Derek Jeter is mentioned about six times in the show. We didn't specifically mention the 3,000, but there's a fantasy baseball team called Derek Jeter's Never Props, and we say that about six or eight times.
Yeah.
And we also have a big, huge, we mentioned Brandi Chastain and women's soccer, and we also do a sports bra bit. So, no, we don't specifically say, we're not giving scores and career milestones, but both those things are mentioned.
I know. So she says, I don't mind if you don't like the show. That's absolutely fine. In fact, we read criticism, and one of the early Boston reviews criticized a bit we did about the sports of the future, and he was right, and we cut it. So we listen to criticism, we read the reviews, and so it's not as if we don't like reading criticism, but this woman just got it wrong.
Well, it's hard to take it seriously when so many of her facts are wrong about the show.
Yeah, she loses all credibility.
Yeah, well, and now this begs the question, does Rebecca Ritzel take criticism, and will she listen to this podcast?
Well, I will be tweeting her. I will be tweeting her to let her know that we respond to her review. And you can't win with doing it. You can't win by responding to critics because you get in a pissing contest. All you can really do is do a podcast and say whatever you want.
And let the chips fall where they may.
Exactly.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your critical brickbats via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, chief cook and bottle washer Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Sally Cools. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Neil Conan, the host of Talk of the Nation on National Public Radio. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 242,726th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
My favorite response to Rebecca's review is on the D.C. City Paper website from Terry in Maryland, who said, curious, I attended a weekend show at the Kennedy Center and had a good handful of people cheered the Ravens. So Rebecca clearly wasn't the only one. And he also says, I also strongly suspect that one of the goals of this production wasn't to specifically get sports fans into the theater. It was to produce a funny and interesting show on yet another topic. And then Terry in Maryland concludes by saying, The Complete World of Sports Abridged is a better show than this is a review.
I think she was more succinct than the Reduced Shakespeare.
Yes, he or she.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.